Hello there everybody, this is Rob Kidman, the art director slash artist slash writer and general all-round great guy of Watchers the Virtual Series. Today I'll be talking to you about the art direction process. This podcast will work similar to Dan's recent one about how we go about writing the episode, the whole writing process, but obviously about the art. First off, I just want to say here and now, I have to agree with Dan. I have no problem using my real name online rather than an alias. I couldn't agree more with you, mate. If some bird wants to come and stalk me, you know, I'm fine with that. I'd welcome it, I'm being honest, you know. But, all fun aside, I wanted my real name put to this. In the beginning, I was just called Rob on the episode posters and credited in the episodes themselves. But as time went on, I thought, no, you know, why not put my real name to this? I'm proud of what I'm doing. I'm proud of what we've achieved. So, you know, why not have my full beautiful name splattered about the internet, you know, so anyone can see it. I don't give a monkey's, really. But, this is my first ever podcast, my virgin podcast, if you will. To be honest, I did have an idea, more of a thought, about doing a podcast for Watchers once everything's said and done in May. But, you know, with everything that goes on, you wouldn't believe how crazy busy we are, week in, week out. Not bad crazy busy, but good crazy busy. You know, it's healthy, it's fun, it's a lot of fun. But that idea got pushed to the back until one of our fans mentioned it, and that was just incredible. And this has all just been incredible. I actually did think about doing a podcast on my blog. Sorry, shameless plug right here. TheKidmanProject.blogspot.com. It's a haven for everything pop culture. I review TV programs, music, games. There's stuff on there about my real life experiences and, you know, stuff like that. And I do pimp Watchers out there. Something rotten I do. Another place I pimp Watchers is on the Lisa Loeb forum, her official one. And you'd be surprised at how many Lisa Loeb fans out there. Buffy fans as well. And even I met one on the Lisa forum who is a Watchers reader, and he had no idea that I was the art director and writer. He actually had to print out every single episode every week for his girlfriend. I feel sorry for the bloke. That bloody, his toner cartridge must be, can you imagine how much he spends on ink every week? Poor geezer. But anyway, I'm gonna give a little bit of insight into how I got into Watchers, like the others have done in their podcasts. To be honest, I can't remember how I found Watchers. I think I just stumbled upon it, to be honest. I could be wrong. I think it was a link on another website. I could be wrong, but I think that's how it worked. And I found the site mid-season one and was just completely, you know, taken back by the grandeur and the enormity of such a project. It read just like how I wanted it to. It was just like an episode. And what really got me, not saying that the writing is incredible, but the artwork, I was just, you know, HLS, hook, line, sinker, I really was. And then towards the end of the season, I saw an application on the front page for writers and artists for the following season. And, you know, I applied and I got through. I honestly didn't think that I'd get anywhere. Because in hindsight, my art back then, I'd only just started, and again, with anyone just starting out, with anything, they're not too great, but I think because where I see where I am now and see where I was, it was a bit like, oh, blimey, that's a bit dire. but I'm just, seeing, saw something in me, and for that and everything that followed, I'm just so, so grateful. I mean, it's just been such a wonderful time working on Watchers. You know, working on something so incredible week in, week out, and I've met some absolutely wonderful people that I consider to be lifelong friends, if not family. They're just so lovely. They really are. You know, it's nice to know that there's someone else there that gets you. You know what I mean? It's gotten to the point now, because we've been together so long, that we do know what each other means. We can finish each other's sentences. Okay, a bit scary, you know, but I think it's cool, you know. So I actually joined the staff season one, at the end of season one, actually, but I didn't officially start until season two. And I was fortunate enough to have that period at the end of season one to sit back and drink in everything that was going on, you know, how they were going about putting together the finale. And I remember being able to read the finale, you know, weeks before anyone else could, and it was just something incredible, I tell you. But season two was when I officially started as an artist, and it's, you know, I'm so proud of what I've done, where I, you know, from where I started to where I am now. Watchers has been a blessing, not just for meeting these wonderful people, these wonderful, wonderful friends, but it's also been a blessing because it's greatly improved not only my art skills, my writing. It's just been extraordinary. It really has. One that I certainly won't forget. That is unless I run into Dalek Sect, aka the Psychophore from Reboot, down Camden Passage, and he gets all up in my face with his tendril things, and yeah, it doesn't sound actually quite so good now, does it? But so end of season two, our old art director Chris Cook left, and originally in his stead each writer was effectively going to become an art director. They were going to art direct their own episodes. Not that that was a bad idea by any means, but it would have put extra strain on them, considering the time frame that we write and the amount we write as well. So I emailed CN asking her if she'd consider me to become the new art director, and the rest, they say, is, well, you know, history. So I became art director for season three. It was also in season three I became a writer. I'd done a couple of scenes here and there throughout the season, but my first foray into full episode goodness was Ouroboros. Ouroboros. Yes, I did say that. I did say that correctly. Okay. Which, if all goes well, I'll be doing a podcast commentary of the episode soon. And who knows, maybe I'll read it to you, oh so lucky people out there. So that's basically a little insight into where I've, how I started to where I've come now. And now's as good a time as any to properly get into the main reason of this podcast, the art direction. So on not so many occasions now, but in the past, I was asked, why screen caps? Why do you make them? That they don't further the story, they don't do anything other than, you know, look pretty. But I have to disagree with those people. I do believe that the screen caps do add that little something extra, that je ne sais quoi. You'll have to forgive me there. I haven't done French in a couple of years, and I do hope that's the right phrase. I'm sure it is. Or if not, you just have to forgive me, you know. But, no, the whole idea of them is to allow the reader or the viewer the chance to see what we see, to make you see what we want you to see. They do help add to the story, and they do give it more realism. They have that, they bring that extra dimension to the mix. Another thing is that they also allow us to fully set the scene. They let us show you certain, you know, points in the story, such as particular characters or objects or something or the other, which is, you know, which is like gravely important to the story, not just necessarily that episode, but as the season as a whole. For example of that is the sphere from season 4, the lodestone in season 5. It just adds another layer of realism if you can actually see what is going on. It is essentially a window into the story, into these characters, into the Watcher's verse, as we like to call it. You know, it, not to say that the writing is 2D by any means, because it really isn't. It's so 3D, but having the art there just makes everything pop out more. It really does. It makes everything shine just a little bit more, and brings everything together, and just makes it that bit more professional, I think. And I know that other virtual series and some fan fiction do art, but I do honestly believe that it's our screen caps that do set us apart, as well as our other multimedia, such as sounds, music videos, and now the podcast. We do know that some people do skip past the caps, which is absolutely fine. You know, the story is mainly the important thing, and if you're so engrossed, obviously you don't want to be distracted by something else. And believe me, they're not a distraction, because I tell you now, do not miss another screen cap. That's not a threat, people. That's just I'm just telling you. I'm telling you, mate, that every screen cap we do has meaning. Oh yes, EHM is back. Well, I don't think it's actually ever gone, but you know, it doesn't just apply to the writing EHM. It applies to the caps. In some caps, there are particular details, either on the fore or in the background, that give you little hints to the overall story or insight into a character. You know, or just nice little touches like photographs or additional characters in the background. Think like in the recent Doctor Who season, the posters of Vote Saxon in the background, that kind of thing. It's something subliminal in a way, and then when you reach a certain point in the story, it's like, oh blimey, that they've, you know, I've seen that before. You know, we, to be honest, we do it for continuity, but it's kind of good for stroking our egos, because we can say, yeah, we were on top of that, we knew what we were doing. One example of that is a recent cap that David Zaheer did of Jason Felix for, I do believe, Turnabout, which is episode 16 of season 5. It's him talking to Faith or another character, and in the screen cap list I did describe it as Felix talking to Faith. You know, doesn't have to be anything too much involved in that, you know, it gets it done. But in the background, he took it upon himself to include a picture of Felix's wife. I mean, it's those sort of things, those little touches, which brings that little something extra to the mix. That's something special. I didn't tell David to do that. He just did it. He took the initiative and he ran with it. I mean, I trust my crew implicitly. We're on the same page. You know, same could be said for the whole staff. As I said, we just get each other. So anyway, guys, this is running a bit too long now, so I will see you later for part 2.